You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today, the date is Friday, January 20th, 2006. The boyfriend has picked out a whole bunch of Nancy Sinatra music that he would like to listen to, so we're going to listen to it. And I'm sorry if it's too loud, but the boyfriend is over here. Well, say hello, boyfriend. He's not going to talk now. Come on. Of course he's... Okay.
It's time to go-go with Nancy.
So what do you want to talk about? Hello?
I want to talk about my advanced curriculum in the Nancy Sinatra School of Go-Go Dancing.
I don't think that's appropriate. So let's talk about the...
I challenge you to a go-go dancing contest.
Well, you're not going to get that, honey. Let's talk about the...
You're afraid.
Let's talk about the Frapper map. Have you been to the Frapper map?
We don't know about Frapper. Nothing.
These are all the people who listen to the Frapper.
Oh, you showed me that.
We have someone new in Prince Edward Isle. Who is that?
Oh, you have listeners in Texas, it looks like.
Dart from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island in Canada. It says, shout out a message, but... Relax, Archer. I promise I won't get too close to the mic. This guy is perfect, whoever this is.
Yes, he's part of the revolution.
Love your show lots. It's extraordinary.
We're winning. Okay. Don't give up.
Okay, so I went to the Frapper map, and we've got 23 listeners on the Frapper map. And I want to thank you all so much. You have actually made my day. We have... do you want me to click on one specifically? Look, there's nobody from Louisiana who is listening to our show.
How can they? They've been destroyed by a hurricane.
That's true. Honey, why don't you take one earphone off so you can hear me at the same time?
I can hear you.
Okay. All right, whatever.
I'm just jealous.
No, I'm not jealous. Look,
because here I am doing the Watusi, the twist, the mashed potato, all to Nancy. And you haven't even lifted one toe to challenge me.
But what have I done to... I found this music for you. I downloaded it. It's in the podcast now. Are you happy?
Let's have a Watusi competition, why don't we?
Well, we're not having that, that's for sure.
Yeah, because you know you can't win.
I want to talk about the Frapper map.
Okay, well, there we are. We're in France. The northern part of France.
And we have a listener named Nick. Look at him.
He's cute.
It says Nick, or Nick from Ile de France. Enjoying your show from Paris.
Turn this one up.
I knew this was going to happen.
This is a high stepper.
I can't turn it up. This is as high as it goes.
Okay, let's go back to Ile de France.
God.
Who's listening to us in England?
Bob from Portsmouth, England.
Oh, good.
Of the Andy and Bob, I believe they do a video cast and a podcast. Why do I only hear this in one ear? Is she singing in the other?
Always.
God, this sucks.
Yeah, you tomcat, you. Oh, no, what's your... You're in the U.S. Your northernmost listener.
In the U.S.?
Yeah.
It would have to be Michigan.
Yeah.
Tara in Davidson, Michigan.
Oh, no, you got listeners in Canada. Who was listening in Canada?
That's Michael Perry in Squamish, British Columbia. We've got 23 faithful listeners. Larry Vader of the Little Fatty Cast has put himself on the map. He is in Charleston, South Carolina. There he is, right there. Love you, Archer, he says. Love you too, Larry. Loving your show. Actually, Larry, you should know something. Your show is the first one I listen to each day. That probably is not a good thing to say, but I listen to yours first. And then I go to PNS Explosion.
Check your bosoms, honey.
I don't have any bosoms.
Oh, you're more big-breasted than I am. Look.
Okay, next on our topic list...
He's ignoring me.
I'm actually going to turn this music off because I want to play a clip right now. So,
what are you playing?
I wanted to play you a clip from the news and have you respond to it.
Okay.
Take a second and listen to this.
Google stock took a major hit, down about 8.5%, falling below $400 a share. Part of the reason? The Justice Department has gone to court to force Google to hand over information about its users' activities. The government wants to know how often Google's users search for pornography on the web. Google has refused to comply, even though its competitors, AOL, Yahoo, and MSN, have already given in.
Here's what the Attorney General says, Alberto Gonzalez. He says, this is just simply to ensure the protection of our nation's children against pornography. It seems simple enough.
Well, okay, so, you know, what if they decided that, you know, they should go to everybody's houses all over the country and search them to see if there's, you know, any porn anywhere that any children could conceivably, you know, get in, like, you know, are there any Playboys tucked around people's houses? And, I mean, I don't think we would consider that to be reasonable.
At issue is the Child Protection Act of 1998, which would require adults to register before they can view pornography online or pay an enormous fine. The Supreme Court has put the law on hold while a lower court figures out how to prevent children from viewing pornography on the web while still protecting adult free speech. The Bush administration believes, armed with information from Google and others, it can make the case to reinstate the law and give it some teeth.
Okay, so you just heard that clip from the news about the about Google and Justice Department. What do you think about the Justice Department requiring Google to turn over its records about people who are searching for porn?
Well, given recent revelations about other eavesdropping campaigns on American citizens, I actually admire Google for not participating in this. It seems as though we're in a phase of executive power that borders on monarchy, where the king can listen in on or know what citizens are doing and then punish. If I were more comfortable about more prudent use of executive powers, I'd say, well, maybe, but now why does the president want to know what Americans are watching or downloading on the internet?
I think it comes down to the right to privacy. If I type into Google kitty porn, I don't think that Google should be the one to have to report that to the government. I'm not buying anything. Not that I'm going to be looking for kitty porn, mind you. I'm just using it as an example. I don't think that Google should have to turn over their records.
Well, this is part of a puritanical crusade to purge America of all anti-Christian activities. So we know that there have been significant sting operations against child pornographers on the internet. If the FBI wanted to know what I was looking at on the internet, and I was looking at child pornography, I have no doubt in my mind that they would be knocking on my door. I mean, we're both in professions where, you know, unscrupulous individuals have been caught doing this kind of thing on the internet with you know, girls on the internet. I mean, it's not terribly difficult, and those individuals have been caught. This is part of a bigger agenda, and that is to turn America into a Christian puritanical society, and the president has been empowered to do such a thing by his so-called base. So I admire Google for not participating, and I suspect this is, you know, the NSA activities and what we've learned in recent events is just the tip of the iceberg. Americans have been spied upon for a number of reasons, none of it having to do with the war, the so-called war on terror.
When I heard that, I was very pleased that Google is not going to join them, that the Justice Department may have to take them to court to get the records. And I think they should fight it as far as they can, because I still think it has to do with the right to privacy, that that the internet is, you know, you heard Al Gore say on Monday that the internet should be free and all of that kind of thing. I just think that no one needs to know what I'm looking up on the internet. the Justice Department says that they want them to report the IP addresses and the internet service providers who are, you know, that are related to their searches, and I just don't think they should do that. You agree?
I agree.
Okay. All right. Next topic is today, since today's Friday, January 20th, you heard a whole bunch of stuff on the news about the new terror alert, speaking of the terrorism thing. The FBI, the CIA, all these different things, agencies, whatever, said that there's a high probability of the U.S. having another terrorist attack. I think that this is the Bush administration's way to, again, distract us from the topics at hand.
Well, I don't know that it's a distraction, it's a defense.
Well, it is a defense.
The president can say, well, listen to these threats from Osama bin Laden, here's why I'm eavesdropping. Or here's why...
That's what I mean, the fact that Osama bin Laden, quote-unquote, releases a tape, it just happens to be the week after all of this crap.
Well, there's a definite cause and effect relationship between the president in trouble and more news on terror and raising alerts. And we're supposed to conclude that George Bush is keeping us safe.
And for him to do that, he needs to listen to it.
But they've cried wolf so many times. I think most Americans sensible Americans. There are still 75% of Americans who, they're Republicans and they still support George Bush, much like most Germans in 1945 would die with Adolf Hitler. When you've bought into an ideology, you go down. You die with the prophet of the gospel. So, these individuals who still support George Bush, despite all the corruption and the incompetence and the arrogance, he could say anything. He could say that the moon is purple and the sun is green, and they would believe him because he's George Bush and they've bought into this ideology.
And they're stupid.
Americans don't... I think most Americans are beginning to sense this causal relationship. When the president's in trouble, let's throw bin Laden on the TV screen, and the mindless press who are, they've been eviscerated beyond belief. And Fox, of course, continues to be, they shill for the administration. So, and the sad part is, who knows? Maybe this is new bin Laden information. Maybe he is. The thing is, if he is planning new attacks, you would hope that this time around, the Bush administration has its eyes and ears open, because we know that as late as August 2001, despite having documents claiming bin Laden was going to attack America in the fall of 2001, George Bush was clearing brush and on the ranch and playing golf and ignoring
and
these
not
documents.
Not reading the memos.
That hopefully they have their eyes and ears to the ground. But if you're the average American and they've been crying wolf for the past 5 years, what do you believe? And I think, of course, the 48% who did not vote for George Bush and the independents who did vote for George Bush, who have now decided, this man is a complete moron, I don't think it's washing anymore. I think we need more concrete evidence that the president is justified in these actions and destroying our civil liberties.
For this time specifically, today specifically, I think that he went to earlier this week, Gore spoke and Hillary spoke, and they both came out very strongly against him. Excuse me. Wednesday morning, I think he sat down with all his directors and said, okay. Distraction. We need a distraction. It's time for another terrorist alert.
No, he didn't. Karl Rove decided.
Okay, well, somebody up there said, we need a distraction because there's too much emphasis on people are against me. Or the administration. So we've got to distract the American people, make them fear again, make them be scared, and they will forget about Gore and Clinton talking the way
they are.
Well,
and the swift boating of Murtha, which hasn't worked. I mean, his ratings are still down in the toilet. They're around 40%.
Yeah, they've only come up like 3% since the low.
And what has not been in the news is the gradual increase in, and here's where the shit's going to hit the fan. Gas prices are increasing. It's not been in the news.
But they're just slowly creeping up there.
They're hoping nobody notices. The media has not paid any attention.
I notice it at the pump.
But it's January. It's a warm winter. There are no hurricanes. There have been no blizzards. There's no reason for this. Oil production has not suffered. Well, why? So why are we paying $2.65 a gallon for gas?
Well, that's in D.C., but in Virginia, it's like $2.35.
Which is more than the $1.91 that was available a month ago. Well, why is that happening? For the average American, you know, we live in an area where, I don't know about the rest of the country, but, you know, we drive out to these rural areas to go to the wineries, and we see these McMansions, these absurd homes with their large vehicles in the driveways, and we wonder, how can these people afford 5,000 square feet for three people?
Drive an SUV that gets 12 miles to the gallon.
Driving Hummers that get, you know, they can go around the block, and they hire their interior decorators to put up the Christmas tree that's 20 feet high.
Because working in D.C.
And they voted for George Bush.
Yeah.
But now it's expensive for them to vote for George Bush.
That's true.
And so that's where the shit's going to hit the fan. When, you know, little Megan can't turn on her computer without costing Mommy Dearest an arm and a leg. So, you know, we can only hope that things continue. The good news in this is that the Republican Party has imploded. The henchmen for the party delay and all, they've come crumbling down, much like Goebbels and Himmler of a previous age. We can keep our fingers crossed and hope. You know, we're still looking for a true democratic leadership. Al Gore showed some of that this past weekend, and Hillary Clinton certainly showed some of it.
She sure did.
So maybe the time is now to speak out, finally find our voices, because...
God, I hope so.
I'm hoping, you know, common sense Americans have had enough.
I hope so, too. Hey, on another topic, here's the point, or here's something new. Are you familiar with Google Earth?
No.
Google Earth is satellite images that you can put in an address, and they actually give you the satellite image right down to the exact address. And they pinpoint it with like a little pin, like the Frapper map. But it's the actual satellite image that Google has it. Here's something interesting. Target stores, you're familiar with Target.
Mm-hmm.
On the top of their stores, on the roofs of their stores, they are painting huge red and white targets. So that when people do Google Maps, the satellite image has these little targets around, and you actually see the target on top of the building and how close it is to your address. Is that not the most amazing way to advertise your business?
Oh, that is.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
I find that fascinating. I guess you didn't find it as fascinating.
I never go to Target.
Why not?
Because we don't have one in D.C.
Oh. Well, I thought that was interesting. Something that is interesting that's coming up this week is the boyfriend is turning another year older. How old will you be?
42.
42. And see, I have totally dampened his spirits because I turned off the music, and now he's being...
serious.
He's being serious, and I think he's playing his passive-aggressive mode.
Not at all.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I'll get your music back in a second. Do you have any big plans for your birthday?
I thought you were planning the plans for my birthday.
So you have no plans yourself?
Well, no. I planned your birthday. You had a birthday weekend.
All right. Well, I do have some plans for your birthday. Okay. Well, this is going over like a lead balloon.
What are you going to do for my birthday?
Well, I'm not going to tell you now.
I have made no demands.
Yes, you have. I have to take you to Grey Ghost Winery, have the Cabernet Sauvignon.
No, not any reserve Cabernet.
Not any, or just the Cabernet?
Just the reserve Cabernet Sauvignon, I'm sorry.
And a dark chocolate cake.
Is that too much to ask?
No, not at all. Not
Who are you
all.
Inviting to join us?
I'm not inviting anyone, it's just going to be us. Do you want people to join us?
I guess not.
I don't know who to invite. Who do you want to invite? And I don't have their phone numbers. How would I don't have their email addresses. How would I be able to invite them?
You have a microphone.
I have a microphone.
Use it.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Can't you put out an all call?
To the people who are listening to the podcast?
Yes.
Okay, well, 23 of them have put themselves on the Frapper map. They all live within significant distance from where we live.
Wouldn't they want to come to Washington to celebrate my birthday?
I'm sure they would.
I think so.
Okay, boys and girls, you heard it. If you want to come and celebrate the boyfriend's birthday, we'll be celebrating on Saturday at Grey Ghost Winery with some dark chocolate cake and reserve Cabernet Sauvignon.
A gold medal winner.
Yes, so that's what we'll be doing.
Ooh, do you think they'll let us into their new tasting room?
Oh my God, surely it's done by now, right?
You'll have to bring your video camera.
I will bring the video camera, the regular camera, everything.
Will you spank me 42 times?
You bet I'm going to spank you. I might spank you before your birthday.
You know who needs a spanking?
You do.
You?
You so do.
You do.
Okay, sweetheart, let's move on. Did you see the new video that I made of the lasagna dinner?
I did.
What did you think about the intro and the exit? With the little graphics at the beginning? Were your picture like laid down on top of the grapes? Did you see that?
I liked it.
Okay. That was with the new iMovie, I believe iMovie 6. But here's the thing.
What did you think of the cottage cheese?
You
loved it.
It was
you
delicious.
Ate the whole thing and you wanted more.
It was absolutely delicious, yes. And I appreciate you bringing over that tub of cottage cheese for me to eat tonight.
Just to eat.
Yes, it was delicious.
With prunes.
I didn't see the prunes. Did you bring those over?
I snuck them in.
Oh, okay. So, back to the video. I want to know from the listeners / viewers if anyone was able to view that video on their video iPod, because I compressed it a little differently this time. I used the H.264 compression with it was 320 by 240. And I think that's the standard for the iPod, but I don't know because I don't have a video iPod. So if anybody was able to see that video on their video iPod, please let me know. I appreciate that. That's all the topics I have on my list. Would you like to listen to some Nancy?
Not really.
Well, you're going to hear some anyway. Here's the song you wanted to hear at Sugar Time. Sugar Town. I almost called it Sugar Time. This is Nancy Sinatra, your favorite.
Now, let's ask you viewers if they know what Nancy was referring to. Why was she in Sugartown?
Well, didn't she get a little chunky? Okay.
Just think of, I'll give some hints. Think of the times, the mid-60s. A hip go-go girl.
Golly, I don't know.
What would she be doing in her spare time? Why would she be going to Sugartown?
Did it involve a vibrator?
No.
Gosh, I just can't think.
You didn't know until I told you a few minutes ago. It was a shocking revelation.
Is it... I can't tell.
Don't
yet.
Tell. See if your listeners can guess.
Oh, so we're not going to tell them they have to guess and like email us?
Well, we'll see what your listeners have to say. Maybe they know something about the song.
I need to set you up an email account, theboyfriend at archerradio.com. Oh, excuse me.
By then I'll be in Sugartown.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been to Sugartown?
I have not. I have truly not been to Sugartown.
Many years ago.
You've been to Sugartown?
I've been to Sugartown.
Wait a minute. Okay, let me guess here.
Stop. All right, so let's...
Wait a minute. Let me just...
Let your listeners listen to this song.
Let me ask you a question.
Because you're going to give them too many hints.
No, I just want to ask you a question. Sugar is white. Does that have anything to do with it? Oh, it's coming to an end. Well, I set up another song for you. Do you like that song? This is... Oh, my God. This sounds a little bit like Boots.
A little like Boots.
Oh, my God. It sounds a lot like Boots. This is How Does That Grab You?
It was number 7 on Billboard 1966.
You remember that?
I was in the Academy when it reached that high point.
What Academy?
Leaving you behind. Ooh, Archer's doing some steps.
I'm bebopping my head back and forth.
You're doing the Watusi. Ooh.
We don't have these boots lined up here, do we? Ooh, your pussycat.
How does that grab you, darling?
It messes my mind.
Time to Watusi.
You think so?
Yes.
I just took a picture of you. That messes with my mind big time.
This girl is leaving you behind.
There's more than one way to skin a cat, you know.
That fucked that up, didn't it?
Nancy's not going to like that.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. She's ending now.
You know, we should email Nancy Sinatra and tell her we've used some of her music on your podcast.
Absolutely not. She would sue us for millions.
She's already worth millions.
Do you think she's still worth millions?
Well, her father was Frank Sinatra. I hope so.
Have you heard the term, what's it called?
Have you done something criminal with Nancy's music?
No. Well, have you heard the term pod safe music?
Nancy's not pod safe.
No, we do not play pod safe music because...
Well, you know what? You'll just have to get all dolled up. You'll have to tease your hair. You'll have to buy some go-go boots. And you'll have to say, oh, Nancy, I dance to your music all the time. I had no idea that I downloaded music that was not pod safe. I'm the biggest fan of yours, and I just played your music, and I couldn't help myself.
I think she would still sue us. Don't you think?
Well, she is due for another collagen implant.
You think so?
Well, you've seen the pictures.
Yes, I have. I don't actually know if anybody's hearing those sounds except for us.
I hear them. Are they laughing at me?
No, they're not laughing at you, but I do think we need to end this podcast.
Okay.
What do you think?
Bye.
Well, that was simple. Did you want to say anything else?
Bye.
All right, boys and girls, until next time, bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.